Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom. Send that salam. Thank Jah
Rastafari. Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Blessing first, lighting the light, lighting the light. Daughters, daughters, daughters. The sabbatical light, lighting the light. The bracha, the blessing. Yes, sir. Shabbat.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, v'natan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Shabbat
shalom. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Push up, push up, push up the lights of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch when we done burn.
Yeah.
African speech, they catch a bounty conga drum, ringing out the comments of their people. Come, from the pan in your celebration, some will go on to repatriation, some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver them be a possession. Oh,
Samayin bekoakibit shalame. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. nor enemies are past and decay. In the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, thank Jah, Rastafari is Friday here. According to the Gregorian calendar, this is the third of June, 2022. So here are a couple of updates on the Shabuot. Shabuot, called by other Yehudi, other Jews, would enunciate it, pronounced as Shavuot. Now the Shabua is the week or the 7 days from the first day that is called among the Gentiles Sunday to the seventh day that is called among the Gentiles Saturday. Right, so here, let's just go through a couple of overviews. There's a difference between the way other Jews, other Yehudi, who would observe harvest or what's called Pentecost or Shavuot, they're looking at June 4th to June 6th, the key day, June 5th. Now, usually it all depends on how the holy days, the lunar, the calendar arise in the season. Usually we would observe it. Most of the other holidays we observe similar-wise, but here, because of the new covenant connection and the Israelites of Ethiopia, here's where we differ. So the fifth, right, the fifth, which is a Sunday, the morrow after the Sabbath, the morrow after the Sabbath is the first day that's called Sunday. So it appears that this day, according to what Torah has, always occurs on the morrow, which is the next day, after the Shabbat day, after the Sabbath day. Where do we know this? How do we know this? Because of Leviticus, for example. Leviticus chapter 23, some key verses, verses 10, verses 15, and verse 16. I think 10, verse 11, verse 15, and 16. They both connect with the first fruits. First fruits corresponding with that first day, resurrection of Yeshua HaNotzri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMoshiach, on the first day, early in the morning on that first day that's called, quote, Sunday among the Gentiles, was he risen. And then the command there to count seven Shabbats, seven Sabbaths complete. So here in this season, we look at when did Passover arise in this particular season right here. So we look at the 28th of, right here. Okay, so we look at March, April, right, what we see up here, just to correct some things right here. So for us, for I and I, started to count from the 24th, right? The 24th of April. The 24th is when we started our count. That means starting from the 24th, which corresponds with the Tensaiah as observed by the true church and the professing church, the church of he who had the key of great King David, speaking about the church of brotherly love, the church of Philadelphia, speaking about the true Orthodox Tewahedo Church and the professing church, corresponding with the 24th, the resurrection. So resurrection corresponds with the first fruits, according to the seven feast appointments of Jehovah that we have in Leviticus chapter 13, there are seven feasts, seven festivals that occur in three seasons. In the first season, we have Passover, 7 days of unleavened bread, and then we have first fruits. From first fruits, from the morrow after the Shabbat, which is the first day is when we begin the count according to Ha Torah. So beginning from the 24th of April, that would bring us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? That could bring us right here, 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 you know, as well to the 5th. But we looked it up and we see that actually when harvest is fully come, looking forward to the 12th. So we're going to have a couple of pre-Shavuot observances corresponding with what, you know, most Yehudi observe, but just pointing out that time. It'll take us a little bit of time to go through the detail of the time. It's very easy once we recognize the time. The bad thing is this Western Gentile time. Like when we talk about the morrow after the Shabbat, that's the first day. Most people know the first day as Sunday. And then many of us as Israelites and Hebrews say, well, there's no Sunday worship, you know, like the Christians and others talk about Sunday worship. But what we must recognize, according to Ha Torah, there is the observance on the morrow after the Shabbat. So by identifying the morrow, what is the next day after the Shabbat? That next day after the Shabbat is what Hebraically, correctly, we would refer to as the first day. But among the Gentiles, the other Christians and nations, they call it Sunday, right? Sunday. So it's little nuances like that that might throw one off, because some might say, well, whether you say Sunday or first day, it's the same day. Well, yes, it's the same day, but we don't observe that first day as a particular day, a peculiar day to the sun, because the sun shines, hopefully, every day, right? So it's the first day. So in counting the fuller fullness right here, 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 as you look at the calendar and counting the fullness, when Sabbath, when the harvest is fully come, that's interesting because if you look in Acts of the Apostles, it uses the same peculiar language. And we heard other ones who also reason on it. Some Christians and others say, what does it mean when it said when Pentecost was fully come? Let's actually bring this up right here since we're taking some time here on the sabbatical podcast, the eve of the Shabbat, because here, according to our count, let's look at the count right here. According to our count, we have right here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? So as for the 4th, which is the Sabbath coming up, that would signify the Shabbat day would signify that we have counted how many weeks complete? That would signify 6 weeks. We're commanded to count 7. So once again, from the 24th, the week of the 24th, right? Speaking of April 24th, the week of May 1st, the week of May 8th. So we have 1, 2, 3, the week of May 15th, right? We have 4, the week of May 22nd. We have 5, the week of May 29th, right? We have 6. But we haven't completed this 6th Shavuot as of yet. But hopefully, Jah willing, new light, I and I live, the new light, the Shabbat day, Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, on the Sabbath day, because there's 7 Sabbaths. And note, both in the translation, they're pretty accurately, as with the Hebrew, the source code, the specific wording is on the morrow, the next day, after the Sabbath, and to count 7 Shabbats complete. So that means that the week of the 5th, right, would not be properly for I and I of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. It would not be properly for us to call that or count that as the harvest, because if we count the weeks, we only have begun the 7th week. So it's when the Pentecost is fully come for us would be on the, what's the day right here, 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 would be the Sabbath, the 11th, the 11th of June, and that means the morrow after the 11th of June, which would be the seventh Sabbath, we have the 12th, which is the first day that is called Sunday. So we're looking forward to the 12th, right, the 12th of June for I and I, when the harvest here in this season, even that harvest of the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion, is fully, the key word is fully come. Another interesting note that we have noted is that when studying among different Christian church traditions, since many of the Christian churches regard Sunday, the first day, as like the Lord's Sabbath, or they'll say the Lord's Resurrection Day. Correctly, it is Ha'adon, Yeshua's Resurrection Day. And that resurrection day that's on the first day, called by others Sunday, right, is a fulfillment of the Bikurim, of the first fruits, according to Torah and according to what we have in Leviticus chapter 23, key verses 9 and 10. So this is why we count from that first day, and Pentecost Day, or the Feast of the Holy Spirit, as it's called, the Feast of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit was poured upon those, right, who were gathered together in prayer and in worship in the upper room, even the upper room of Zion. So we have Acts of the Apostles as a point of reference. Just catching up on that right there. Like we said, we can get into some of the details. Don't expect that ones and ones if they haven't studied this. You know, we will be willing to go over this again, right, in the season, as a reason for the season. Now, among other Yehudi and Tehillah Hebrew for Christians, they tend to have a lot of accurate information there, correct information, but there are certain areas where our own teaching, or the Israelite of Ethiopia, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the ancient Judaic or Hebraic practices, or early Nazarene, true Christian, true Messiahite practice would disagree, right, with some of the latter-day Jews for Jesus, even though many of them are trying, and they are seeing those connections there, both in the Gospel, the New Testament, as well as with the Torah and the Scripture, the Hebrew foundation. So for I and I, Saturday, right, Saturday, or the Sabbath day, June 11th, that would mark for I and I the end of the 49 days counting, the counting of the Omer, right? The counting of the Omer, and literally that would be the sheaf of wheat. So even harvest, right, has its two truths. We have the natural, the temporal harvest of the land, the agriculture of the land, and in the Brit Chadasha, we have the harvest, right, of the fruit, even the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. So for I and I, just for the count, you know, to keep a count, but just note that other Yehudi, other Jews will be celebrating harvest. What's interesting is that even among the European and other Jews in the state of Israel, harvest was not something that we noticed that they had observed, you know, so much so previously. But now, of course, with, you know, the state of Israel and the land and farming and all of that, no doubt they are picking up on this as well. But it was one of those Bikurim and Shavuot, right, especially Bikurim, right, was not observed. Now, Bikurim is first fruits. So first fruits in the new covenant sense, seeing that Yeshua HaMoshiach is said by the first early Christians and Nazarenes, he is said to have fulfilled the Old Testament types, that which the Old Testament was a shadow, we are taught and told that was fulfilled in Yeshua HaMoshiach. We find this to be true in Yeshua HaMoshiach, because of the resurrection, Elohim Ha'ab, Elohim the Father, resurrecting the Elohim, the Bane, Elohim Chaim, the Son of the Living Power, resurrected by Elohim the Father on that first day. And we have the witness of it, Maryam Magdalene, Mary Magdalene, and the other woman that was going to the tomb with all the different spices ready to embalm and prepare the body, the corpus of Yeshua, found an empty tomb. And we should be familiar with the gardener, where she thought that Yeshua was the gardener and what was revealed right there. So that was the first day. Now, many of the Christians, not having a Hebrew foundation, observe the resurrection day as a new Sabbath. Because if they were familiar with the Torah, they would recognize that Yeshua fulfilled the Bikurim, the first fruits, as we have Pentecost Day, the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion, according to the testimony and Acts of the Apostles, fulfilling what occurred 50 days later. So we have the first fruits, right? The first fruits where, according to the natural type, we would wave that sheaf of wheat. We wave the sheaf of wheat, and then we would not eat any corn or wheat or anything until it's all fully harvested and until we bring forth those two wave loaves that will be baken with leaven, right, to present to the landlord, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, through the order of the priests, according to the tabernacle type. Now, that is the foundation. That's the context there. So we find that Yeshua's that year, Passover that year, the year in which Yeshua HaNotri was crucified, right, that particular year, the Last Supper occurred roughly Tuesday, late on Tuesday, right? They went to the garden after the supper, right? Judas had already had gone out, right? Early in the hours of the morning, the arrest occurred in the Garden of Gethsemane. That was leading into the middle of the week that is known as Wednesday nowadays, Wednesday. So everything that we see in the after the garden and the going back and forth from Herod, you know, to Pontius Pilate, right, to him being beat and abused and mocked, to him being on the cross of his tree, the tree of his cross, we find that this now occurred on Wednesday. So from what we call in the Western calendar or the Western timekeeping, which is backwards. In fact, you'll notice everything we do in the West with time is really backward according to John Patton in the scripts. For example, when was Christ crucified, the time of day? Well, from what we call today 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is how we count time according to the Gentiles. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That means that everything that occurs from the Last Supper occurred on the Tuesday, what we call the third day or Tuesday night, right? Tuesday evening into the night, the reasonments, the going out into the Garden of Gethsemane, Judas already being gone out, getting his 30 pieces of Iscariot, getting his 30 pieces of silver, right? Him now leading the temple guards, you know, to where he knows where the disciples and where the homies, how they get together. You know, like they know what blocks we hang out, what parks we hang out in. And this is what Judas was doing. So when he brought them to the Garden of Gethsemane, all this is happening in what we would call today Tuesday night, right, heading into Wednesday morning. But Hebraically, according to the Hebrew and the Torah calculation of time, all of that is Wednesday evening leading into the night. And the next day, right, was the middle of the week, known as the fourth day of the week, according to true time and called by the Gentiles Wednesday. So from 9 a.m., right, to 3 p.m., Yeshua, right, hung on the tree of his cross along with the two others. But then in the scripts, that time is called actually 3 to 9. So when you're reading the scriptures, Yeshua hung from the third hour of the day, right, the third hour of the day to the ninth hour of the day. But now if we think about that like that, according to time now, we'll be totally confused. This is why a lot of ones haven't put it together, because the first thing they're not looking at is what is Jah's order from the very beginning. Evening precedes morning. Evening and morning is one day. So from the third hour of the day, that would be what we call today, the Gentiles call, you know, nowadays Gentiles have taught us to call it 9 a.m. That was 3 to 9. I point that out because that should be significant. We say 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but if you read 3 to 9, you might think that he was crucified at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and he was on the cross to 9 at night. No, it was from the third hour of the day that is called 9 a.m. There was the darkness and the earthquake and all of that around noon, which is the sixth hour. So noon is actually known as the sixth hour of the day. Do you know that the only nation so far, there might be another nation, but the main nation that still keeps to this time, this arrangement of time, is the children of the Ethiopians. So if we look at Ethiopia time and we're reading and understanding Ethiopia time telling, the immediate thing we'll find out is that it's exactly the same way that the Bible tells time, but it's not the same way that most other Christians, Catholic, and Protestant tell time. So right there, they really don't know true time until they look at Jah time. So looking at the true time right there, just a little example, just for example. So that Wednesday, so by time at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the ninth hour of the day, correctly occurred, they were seeking to get ready, right? Because at the time Christ was being crucified, right, this is the time that the temple priests were slaying the lambs. So almost at the same time as he let go of the spirit, as it were, on the cross of his tree, is the same time that the priests in the haycal in the temple were preparing for the Passover, preparing for the lambs. So this is one reason why Joseph of Arimathea, right, that good Pharisee, Joseph and Nicodemus were the two good Pharisees among all the rest. Joseph of Arimathea, he went to Pontius Pilate and he got the habeas corpus. You heard about habeas corpus. Any of you get arrested or anything like that, you might ask for your attorney or your lawyer, you know, to try to get a habeas corpus so you can get released. But habeas corpus is a Latin phrase, and literally it means give me the body. The habeas corpus is basically to say give me the body. So Joseph of Arimathea, he went forward to Pontius Pilate to say habeas corpus, give me the body. And this is where the body of Yeshua was put in Joseph of Arimathea's his own tomb. And this now occurs between the 3 p.m., as we call it, 3 p.m., to right before 6 p.m. So all of this had to happen within that like 3 hour or so window. Why? Because once the Eve came in that year, in that ideal year where Yeshua, the Messiah, was crucified, that is when the Passover was beginning, right? It was beginning that so-called Wednesday. We call it Wednesday evening, but by the time the evening comes in, it becomes the evening of the next day. So already it was becoming the evening of the fifth day, which is called Thursday. So from when we count that way, we can count the 3 days. So he was in the tomb Wednesday. No, he was on the cross Wednesday. Before Wednesday, the day was almost over, Joseph of Arimathea got the habeas corpus and hurriedly put the body of Yeshua in his own tomb. Now, of course, one would say, why did it take so long for Mary Magdalene and the woman to get ready, you know, get the body ready? Because the high holiday of Passover was coming in, we can say, that Wednesday evening. Right, which Hebraically is Thursday evening. So we have Thursday in the tomb, day one. Friday in the tomb, day two. Saturday, the Sabbath in the tomb, day three. And then we have Mary Magdalene and the other woman with their spices and other ointments and preparations, preparing now the body of Yeshua, right, you know, preparing the body. The only problem is that there was no body, because Elohim Ha'ab, Elohim the Father, had already raised. That's another key point. Yeshua did not raise himself, right? Yeshua was raised. Elohim Ha'ab, God the Father, raised him, right? So, therefore, the tomb was empty early early Sunday. You keep saying early Sunday. So that means 3 days, three nights, and on the morrow after the Sabbath. So we can clearly see that the Sabbath, see, modern Jews, they call the Sabbath basically in Passover, it's a tradition. It's not really in keeping the spirit of Torah, but it's a tradition, right? Basically, okay, let's take the ideal year that Yeshua was crucified, right? So at time, what we call today, avoid confusion, what we call today Wednesday evening, right, what's called Wednesday evening, it was actually the fifth day evening or Thursday evening, right? This is when the Passover was beginning, right? So this is when the Passover occurs between the evenings. If you read the Torah, between the evenings. This is why some put like 2 days sometime. They'll put like a not just 1 day, but 2 days because of between those particular evenings. So we get Wednesday evening, right? Thursday comes in. Thursday evening. Now the Friday right there, right, is basically the eve of the Shabbat, right? So what many other Jews, they count the second day of the unleavened bread as a Shabbat day. It's like the second day of unleavened bread. But when we look at the annual Sabbath, we can see in that perfect week the order. So Yeshua crucified on the Wednesday. In the tomb of Joseph, Arimathea, on the Thursday, on the Friday, on the Saturday, Mary Magdalene and the woman, they come to the tomb right early on the first day, and no one's in the tomb. Yeshua reveals himself to Mary Magdalene, right? And then we have that as a fulfillment of first fruits. This is why when studying the New Testament, especially the words and the writings of Rabbi Saul, the Apostle Paulos, and others, you'll see the emphasis on Yeshua as the first fruits. And we, right, as though he is the first fruit, and we are the first fruits. In other words, he is first resurrected, right, and then we have faith that as Elohim Ha'ab raised him, right, that he will raise I and I. So I'm just pointing that out right there so one can understand some of the basic mechanics of it, right? And once we do it, we learn, you know, study to learn and learn to do. So it is the Saturday, June 11th, that marks for us in this year, this season, the end of the 49 days of counting the Omer. And therefore, the following day, at sunset, it begins what is sometimes referred to as the Jubilee of Shavuot. The Jubilee of Shavuot. Shavuot or Shavuot is weeks because Shavua is a week, 7 days from the Shabbat, seven, Pentecost. So also note that the Torah instructs us in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to verse 16 to count from the day following, right? The day following. Right, to count from the day following the Shabbat, where other Yehudi, other Jews, they make the error by saying the day following Passover. They say the day following Passover. If you go and read the Torah, read the translation, and then look at the source Hebrew to see if it's one and the same, you'll see it's on the morrow after the Shabbat. And the morrow, this is why sometimes their harvest doesn't line up with the first day of the week. According to what the Torah speak, the harvest must always line up with the first day of the week. That means that we must start to count from the first day of the week because he commands us to count seven Shabbats. In other words, from the first day to the seventh day. So the whole 7 day is considered to be a complete Shabbat, Shavuah, or week. Now, on the 50th day, there's a special celebration, the Ilibration, that is to be observed. This annual countdown, it recalls two things. What are the two things that this annual countdown from first fruits to harvest recalls? It recalls a time from Pesach, from the Passover, until the revelation at Har Sinai. So from the Exodus to Sinai, is the 50 days. This is what we're counting, the 2 sevenths plus the morrow after, as well as the second of the two things that this countdown recalls is the advent of the Ruach HaKadosh, the advent of the Holy Spirit of the Memphis Kedus among HaAdon Yeshua, among the Lord Jesus' disciples in Jerusalem, in particular in the upper room of Jerusalem. And there we have Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Now the season also is referred to as the Zeman Cheruteinu. Zeman, the season, Cheruteinu. Cheruteinu, Cherut of liberation, freeness, our liberation, Cheruteinu. Cheruteinu, Ayinai, Cheru, Ayinai, liberation, the seasons, Zeman, Cheruteinu. So now, according to the ancient sages, the feast, the festival of Shavuot, it marks the culmination of the experience of redemption. Sometimes this is known as the Etzaret Pesach, the Etzaret Pesach, or the conclusion, Etzaret, the conclusion of Pesach, the conclusion of Passover, pointing to the fulfillment of the Exodus. From the Exodus, 50 days to Mount Sinai. Since the Exodus from Egypt, from Mitzrayim, from the Egypt, was intended to lead to the revelation given at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. The goal of Pesach, the goal of the Passover, was the giving of Har Torah to the Beit Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the house of Israel. In other words, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, took the Bnei Yisrael, the Beta Israel, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, so that they would be his own Am Segula, his own peculiar people, his own Am Segula, his own treasured people, holy, set apart, separated from the heathen, from other nations, cults, and cultures all around them. They were to live, and we are to live, in the light, in the illumination of the great revelation. Revelation reveals the truth. Revolution. Indeed, all of the holy days of the biblical, the scriptural calendar, are connected with this very event, with the event of the Pesach, the event of Passover. This is why a lot of enemies and friend enemies, even amongst our lost found people, you'll find they're always talking about the Passover this, the Exodus that, because even whether they know it consciously or unconsciously, all of Jehovah's holidays, especially those biblically, scripturally, are connected with this event horizon, this event horizon, the Zeman Cheruteinu, the season of Ayinai liberation. The fall festival, at the end of the year, in the seventh moon, we have Yom Teruah, called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the civil year, Yom HaKippurim, the day of the coverings, the day of the atonements, and Chag HaSukkot, and the feast of tabernacles, the feast of booths, the feast of huts. During this time, it is customary for the young adults to recommit themselves to the Torah teaching, to the study of Torah. Now, the study of Torah is actually called Talmud Torah, as I've been saying on the previous two podcasts. Once again, the Talmud is an operative word. We hear it because we're only hearing a part of it. Until we study it and get the fuller fullness, then we'll recognize, oh, they're trying to bait us. They're clickbaiting us when they try to, oh, Talmud, oh, that's the white Jews. No, stop that. Learn Hebrew, learn first. Talmud comes from Lamad. Lamad is both a Hebrew letter as well as a root Hebrew word that means to learn. Talmud, coming from Lama, Talama, Talamud, Talmud, means teaching and study. So the study of Torah, right? The study of Torah have nothing to do with the Babylonian version, the Palestinian version. It basically is studying Torah. And there is the Babylonian Torah, right, or the Talmud, and there's also the Palestinian Talmud, right? There is a Jerusalem Talmud, different Hebrew and Jewish and Israelite communities, even the Ethiopian, Beta Israel. They have certain, they have a whole document on the Tzitzit Shenbet, the commandment of the Sabbath, right? So it's basically study of Torah. So this is a time for us to recommit ourselves, especially the youth, because Jah call upon the youth, right? Because they have the opportunity now to be strong in Yahweh truth and life. So recommitting ourselves to the study of Jah's direction, instruction of the glory of his divine majesty, and to renew I and I decision to live the liberty, to live as faithful, right? Called to choose Yahweh and to be faithful. In addition to formal confirmation ceremonies, among some communities, there are more formal confirmation ceremonies that's observed at various synagogues or Hebrew churches. The synagogue is basically just a Hebrew church, right? Some other Shavuot customs they include, right, among some communities, the harvest customs might include decorating the home, right, or also the Hebrew church, you know, the synagogue, the gathering place with greenery, using greenery, springtime, the season, eating dairy foods among some, sweets as samples. So eating of dairy foods, foods that are made from, quote, dairy, as well as sweets, these become samples of what HaTorah, right, says to us concerning milk and honey, right? So there's some customs that are done to call to mind those words of Jah's direction instruction. So at this time, you know, to decorate the home with greenery, buying flowers or getting flowers or some type of, you know, something green, you know, eating dairy foods, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be cow milk. It could be almond milk. Milk is milk. Milk is good, right? Right. Sweets, right? Milk and honey. Also going over some basic Torah, basic scriptures, which is the milk of the word, right? Concerning the promised land and that promised consciousness, the King of Kings Christ, Messiah mindfulness. And staying also, staying up, right? Gathering something together, staying up the entire night of Shavuot, of the harvest, to read selections from HaTorah or from various Talmud, various teachings. This custom is called the Tikkun, right? The Tikkun Leil Shavuot. Tikkun Leil Shavuot, which is the purification of Shavuot night. Now, there's something called the Tikkun Olam. The Tikkun is rectification or repairing. Repairing. We say the Tikkun Olam because it's our duty as called, chosen, and faithful, right, to repair this world, right, to repair, you know, the reparation and repairing of the world, tikkun. So tikkun, leil, leil is night, Shavuot, the rectification or repairing, right, for Shavuot night. Now, for those Messianic Yehudim, those Jews, right, who consider themselves to be Messianic, have faith in Ha'adon, Adonenu, Yeshua, Hanotri, right? Shavuot or harvest. Remember, harvest, Hebraically, Shavuot equals Pentecost, Pentecoste. Shavuot is the time, the Iowa, of celebrating the birth of the Kalat Mashiach. What is, or rather, who is or whom, what or who is the Kalat Mashiach? Kalat means bride. Kalat, the bride, Mashiach. This is the time to celebrate the birth of the bride of Moshiach. The bride of Moshiach. Who is the bride of Moshiach? The new covenant, the Brit Chadasha Assembly. The new covenant assembly, the Adis Kidan, the Hadish Kidan Assembly, is the Kalat Moshiach, the bride of Ha Messiah. Since the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, was poured, keyword, was poured out to the Mitmanan, to the faithful, to the believers, to the creditors in Adonainu Yeshua, in Gitai Yesus, in the King of Kings Christ, during this festival. We have Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Lastly, but not leastly, right here, since we're speaking to prepare, so even this time, in this seventh Shabuah that we are counting, this for us is a tikkun, rectification and repairing, going over some of the basics. So at the Hebrew church, right, the synagogue of HaMoshiach, at the Hebrew church, it is customary to start the Shabuot, the harvest, Pentecost, the Pentecost evening service, a little later than usual, to ensure that the 50th day has arrived, or the sense of the harvest, the Pentecost being fully come. This is a part of the counting of the Omer. As mentioned already, many people, many of I and I, will stay at the Hebrew church, right, called the synagogue, throughout the entire night, listening to poems, to favorite portions of scripture, reading from a special book, such as the Tikkun Leil Shavuot, that includes key verses of each Torah portion, the key verses of each of the Torah reading and feedings, passages of each tractate of the Mishnah, as well as there are passages from the Zohar, as well as other passages that are concerned and connected with the reason for the season. This custom, this tribe, is observed in order to tikkun, to repair the Leil Shabuot, the night of the harvest, from the era. What's the era? The era is the era of sleeping so soundly before HaTorah was revealed at Har Sinai. So the first sense of harvest is recalling that the first harvest before the Brit Hadasha harvest was the harvest of the giving of the Decalogue, the Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words, Chaverim, the 10 words, the very same 10 words that the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, right, says to I and I, for my part, right, he says, I glory in the Bible, and he says his advice to all is to fulfill, once again, right here.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
and elaborate on.
So one must become aware of the contents. Are you? Are you aware? Are you aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments? He says, y'all are aware of the contents, to those who he first spoke those words to. So let's become aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. We speak to HaTorah, right? And also here is a little elaboration here on Shabuot, the harvest, right? The harvest here in the season. Also stay tuned to Rastafari Jews. Going to seek to post a vlog where we go into, well, how do we count? Right? How do we count the fruit in the Brit Chadasha? Well, we have to count the fruit of the Holy Spirit, if there's any fruit to be counted, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Here, So the custom being observed to repair the night of Shavuot from the era of sleeping so soundly before HaTorah was revealed at Har Sinai. Imagine Sinai, John's revealing himself to his people, giving him the 10 words. Imagine with the thunder and the lightning and the voices and all that that was going on in that revelation. You there sleeping. You would have missed the main appointment. So this is to keep us up. You know, like you have an appointment the next day, and you know how you be, that if you close your eyes right now, you're going to miss that early appointment you have next day. So sometimes, and the ones that ones know, if it's important enough to you, you keep yourself awake through the night. So basically, this is what the tribe here is done, right, to observe that Shavuot, that first day, and not to fall into the error or the mistake or the beefsteak of sleeping so soundly before the Torah was revealed at Har Sinai, that Elohim had to awaken the Beta Israel. He had to awaken, call Yisrael. How did Jehovah awaken? And then here you can see how it is that we also utilize in many of these things have become customary, right? But they have become customary, right? Because those who studied Torah, right, found the word, right, for that based on Jah's own revelation. So Jah had to awaken the Beta Israel, right, with the piercing shofar, the blast, the thunder, the lightnings, that following morning, that dawning, something like that. Yeah!
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Shabbat Shalom.
Very interesting psalm we have for today's daily psalm right here. We have Psalm 65. Psalm 65 is a harvest psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews to see how that connects right there. So here we have, according to the royal order, Psalm 65, and here we're in the harvest season, Psalm 65, a harvest psalm, right here. But here, for the Sabbath day, Benjamite, give thanks, Benjamite, right here, instrumental by Rico Dubwise.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Work all week and know it's time to rest.
of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shabbat, yes, this is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes, this is a Shabbat day.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot, Shavuot, Shalom, Shavuot. Yes, so we have one more. So here, where other Yehudi, you know, might be observing Shavuot on the 5th, right, in this season right here, we are seeking to, you know, align to true church and professing church and looking forward to the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the key day, the 12th right here. We also found out that according to some customs, some of the churches actually, when they say the mall after the Sabbath, they interpret the Sabbath as Sunday. So some of the Orthodox and other churches have what they call Pentecost Monday. I don't know if ones and ones have heard about that, perhaps because in the Western Gentile tradition, they take Monday as the first day. You know how that is? It's kind of weird. They think because Monday is the first working day. A lot of confusion around the time. That's why the word says, you know, Antichrist will seek to change laws and time. So this is why we also spend a lot of time, you know, looking at time. So it can be done properly, accordingly, in season, out of season, at the proper time, the reason for the season. So Shavuot, some of the readings, right? Some of the readings, as we mentioned even before, right, on that eve, the eve of the time. Also, we have Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to Exodus chapter 20, verse 23, the giving of HaTorah. Numbers, the fire key in chapter 28, verses 26 to 31. Ezekiel chapter 1, right, as well as Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 12 are key verses. The entire book of Ruth,
as a special reading, if ones want to kind of get ready, and a good book for the season, the reason for the season, is the Book of Ruth. The Book of Ruth is one of the appointed readings for the harvest, right, for the harvest season. We'll get into some of the other detail verses as well as we move forward, but here for the TJIF, for the Shabbat time right here, let's rise up the chant and the Kabbalat Shabbat. Let's welcome the Sabbath coming forward. Here. Yes, God. Rise up the chant.
Almighty God. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, for thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is all God, is all God, is all God. Psalm 21. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
The Amida, the standing prayer right here, here, here.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. The great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead, you are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name, for you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved, for you are our praise. grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, a Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be a chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord cast them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In
amen.
Your Torah.
In your Torah.
In your Torah.
In your Torah.
And Cha Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay,
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The home place is due for
you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, a new name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Anna Bikoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna Bikoach. Gedulata Yamin Nakat Katir Isarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yamin Nakat Katir Isarura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, the I people's song. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Zankaved, Zankaved, Zankaved. Tahereinu, Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zankaved,
Zankaved, Zankaved.
Tahereinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat
Shamre,
Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, bless them, purify them, pity them, barkeim, ahreim, rachmei, tzidkateka tamida, amen. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, nahela edateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yachida ge'eh le'ameka b'ne. Zokhreya kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokhrei those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness.
Set apartness.
Set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cry.
Our cry.
Our cry.
Our cry.
Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma.
Ushma.
Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show atenu, kaver ushma,
ushma,
ushma, atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem
Baruch Hashem
Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.
Lecha Dodi,
Dodi, Dodi,
Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad
echad
wa hiubi hiubi Jehovah Yehyah chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name.
Name.
Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Shem Ula Kitareta, V'Tehila. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Kad Dodi L'Krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to His grace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala. Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala. Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, Bnei Shabbati Nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished, thy foes He vaunt, He humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, His bride. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala.
In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steep, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekatotia, likaratia kala, benesha patia nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We, I and I welcome thy night. Lekadoti alikrati kala, b'nei shabati nikabalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the sendet, greet.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet
Salam, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom.
To hold a rest, Sister Charmaine, hold a rest, yes I, God bless.
Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
To Let's bring Sinai right here. Right. Yes, I. Hold on. Little. Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's bring Sinai right here to Psalm 92, the Psalm for the Sabbath day, and then we seal up with Psalm 93, the Friday evening Psalm, right here. We also have today's daily Psalm, Psalm 65, Harvest Psalm. So right here, the Sabbath Psalm, right here, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Rastafari power overthrow them, yeah.
We're here to seal the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath, Friday evening, Psalm 93.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. Man, ready.
Today's eyes is right here, according to the royal order, right here. We have Psalm 65 right here. We have a harvest psalm right here. So give ear, here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Adonai, John, Rastafari.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever.
So here we have a harvest psalm, Psalm 65, also an ancient tribe, a psalm for the new year as well, but especially for this time, this season, the springtime, spring season. So I'd like to go to the Royal Amharic verse by verse, but here just get an intro and context, a little bit of the Hebrew. I'm going to ride up with more on the Royal Amharic, but first things first, let's get a context right here.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 stammering lips for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this speak to this speak to this speak to this speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
So here, yes, I. So the Hebrew right here.
Mizmor Samehe Lamnatseh Mizmor Le David Shir. Lecha Dumiya Tehila Elohim Betzion Ulecha Yeshulam Neder. Shomea Tefila Adecha Kol Basar Yavou. Divre Avonot Gaveru Menni Veshaenu Atta Techaperem. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך, נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו, מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, צמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
Elect of Joliet of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarkic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips.
Yes, because that season, the change of season. the early and the latter rains. It's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains. This is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. And then I noticed like the Psalms. Certain Psalms occur in certain seasons. Even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective, you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from, I would say, the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi, Rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain Psalms that, depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic metaphysical sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal. There's a fractal. In a spiritual sacred geometry sense, there is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains. This is the time, the harvest time. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains. This is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. And then I noticed like the Psalms. Certain Psalms occur in certain seasons. Even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective, you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from, I would say, the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi, Rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain Psalms that, depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic metaphysical sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal in a spiritual sacred geometry sense. There is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. That's what I was going to do right here. He's going to note some of the previous records as now we have a wider point of reference. Even some of the records, it's interesting because as you practice and practice makes perfect, sometimes I might listen to an older record and it's still correct, but, you know, the pacing, you know, or the more familiarity with the word sound and going over a song, you know, in many different seasons, as the Psalms, some Psalms are more, you know, come in at more times and other times, like the daily Psalms and the evening Psalms. You know, well, the evening Psalms, basically, the daily Psalms, they change up in the seasons, and it's a very good correspondence here of not just the frequency of a certain Psalm, but also in what season that Psalm occurs, like the harvest hymn, Psalm 65, the harvest hymn. Now, we have one version of the intro, and I think even the targum, the build, it was for the Sukkot, or the seventh. The seventh, we say, for the seventh of the feast, the Mo'adim of Jehovah of Hashem. And then we have it in the beginning, or roughly around this time, at the beginning of the ecclesiastical year. We have Psalm 65, because the beginning of the year, people say, well, you got two New Years. In a sense, that could be, relatively speaking, true. There is the ecclesiastical, you could say the churchical, or the Hebrew church, the churchical New Year, that begins roughly around the spring, April, you know, April, May, you know, as we prepare roughly around the March, April time, and it all depends on the, you know, the lunar, that particular season, so how the wheel and the wheel connects both the lunar calendar and alongside with the solar calendar. So here in this season, the psalm here is corresponding with the beginning of the ecclesiastical, or the holy year. This is where we have the first of the Mo'adim, of the appointments. The first appointed time is Pesach. So preparing for Pesach, preparing for Passover. In this season, we have a harvest season, the month of Aviv, some say, like Tel Aviv. Tel is like a heap of barley, Tel Aviv, a heap of barley. And then we have Abibeh, like we have Adis Abibeh. So we have most of the months are first month, second month, or first Chodesh. Chodesh is not literally the Yariach. Yariach is the moon. Yariach is the moon. And we have the Chodesh. Chodesh is the renew. So the renewing. So it's interesting because there's some who have another interpretation of, they say that when the month is the full moon, some believe that the full moon is actually the new moon. And that is opposite of the tribe and tradition that I and I know. We know that when the new moon comes in, you know, the time of the new moon is basically almost the time when there's that first little sliver. Right? People say sliver, it's like, but sliver is another word sound, that portion right there. So it's when it's complete black. So go from the black to the 15th day. So for us, the 15th day is roughly the full moon, the 14th, 15th day of the moon. But I just wanted to put that forward because there are other, you know, theories, ideas, or philosophies, and some say that when the moon is the full moon, they believe the full moon is a new moon. That is not the way we know it to be true. So I just want to point that out right here. But this recording that we did previously was at Sukkot, right? The Sukkot season, right? I just want to just make that kind of note to the audio. So we'll see to then do one for the beginning, right? Since there's like two New Years, so to speak, the Civil New Year, right? The Civil New Year or Governmental New Year corresponding to the, we say September 11th, the Adis Amet, right? The Rosh Hashanah, that season there, the seventh moon, corresponding roughly to September 11th. September 11th, that's the solar, on the solar, right? And then we have the new moon, right? We have the new moon of the first month at this time, and we have the harvest, right? The harvest hymn, which is Psalm 65, today's daily psalm right here. Just a couple of first words here for the new year. This psalm right here, psalm for the new year, right? The harvest hymn, and the first of the harvest of crops is the barley, the aviv, the barley, the abibeh. Abibeh. So the first, the flower, is the barley, right? Is the barley. And that corresponds to this, the Pesach, Fasica, Passover season, the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical new year. And this harvest hymn, hymn for a good harvest.
A good harvest right there. Yes, brothers and sisters, right here, got like 6 minutes, let's ride out with the world Amharic right here, and go through today's daily psalm, the dove right here, Ake Becca, earth is the Lord's, may the speaker Abraham Chebuda, today's daily psalm right here, yes, sir.
مزمور سلسارات بكنف سلسامس لما زمران عليك يداوي تيمسغانا مزمور عبيتو بسيون لانتم سغانا يقبا لانتم صلوتي قربا سغا هلو صلوتنو دم التسامع ودان سيمة يامت آنگر برتاب حتي عطاچن انسان تيكر تلان انتي مرت خو بعد دوابا وجهم لما دير يتقبل خو مسغون ከቤቱ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው ይሆን አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማ
በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጠናህ በኃይልም ታጠሃል የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣል ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታስተኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ፍልጥግናዋንም እጅጋ በዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታስተናዳለህ ትልሟን ታረካለህ ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላለህ በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታለህ ቡቃያዋንም ትባርካለህ በቸርነትህ ዓመትን ታቀዳጃለህ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይታጠቃሉ ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ
Psalm 65 Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, and thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Brother Vaughn Benjamin, Midnight right there. There's here with Earth is the Lord, a sweet, sweet tune. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Rest in peace, yeah. Rise in glory, yeah. Yes, sir. Make I not ride up, ride up, ride up. A little emotional right here. Yes, sir. Harvest time.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So we have a Meskana, a harvest tune, and a Meskana tune right here. Meskana, thanks. Meskana, praise. Meskana is to say thanks, praise. Meskana, also the thanks offering is called the Meskana. The Meskana offering. 60 seconds, y'all. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Also, 515-602-9761. Got less than a minute. Check I and I out on the YouTube. So hopefully you have the fuller full rate. Here. Today's daily psalm is a Meskana. Meskana. In the Hebrew, we say Todah. Todah is say thanks. Todah is say praise. The offering, the thanks offering, is called the Todah offering. In the Royal Amharic, in the King of Kings Bible, we have word sound Meskana. Miskana.
Oh, Simu, Simu, Koi, 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 Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zachopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla, Shekla has come to baptize you. No!
Why, flush? Perfect. Bless him. Moraya.
Miskana, Miskana Psalm, a thanks and praise Psalm, a harvest thanksgiving, lady.
Salanta, Aina Yisterin. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David. From the Metzahav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals. Here we have Mezmor Silsa Hamis, Mezmor, Psalm, Chant, Intonation, Vocal, Word, Sound, Power, Silsa, 60, Hamis, 60 and 5, 65, the 65th Psalm and theme, yeah, Miskana, Mezmor, Miskana, thanks, praises in the Royal Amharic, yeah, Miskana, yeah, of Miskana, of thanks and praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation, a vocal. Yes, I have vocal praise, word, sound, power. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm is themed, this Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm LXV, 65th psalm is themed, a harvest hymn. Speaking to the theme, Chaberim, Machaberteno, Tzedekam Ezamorit, fellows, yes, I, fellow disciples, disciples of the King of Kings Christ. It's themed, the harvest hymn. And here, we're in this season, right? Even the season, the reason for the season, the counting of the Omer. Yes, I. How is it going? How is it growing? Mekai and I ride up. Besama'av, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemrale. We begin. Beginning with the superscription. Lemezemran Aleka. Yeah, Dawid, yeah, Miskana, Mezmor. To the chief musician. Lemezemran Aleka. To the chief of the Mezemran, the chanters of the Mezmor, even this Mezmor, Mezmor Redawit, a song. This is a song, a praise, right? A song, Mezmor, and it's a song of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Yeah, Dawit, yeah, Miskana Mezmor. Now, that's the KJV right there. We have in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as we compare and contrast here side by side, we have, yeah, Dawit of David, yeah, Miskana, of praises, Isis, praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of thanks, of thanksgiving. Kuter An, verse 1. Abetu, Betzion, Leante, Miskana Yigebbal, Leante Matzelot Yikarbal, praise. Waiteth for thee, I, O God, O true good, Abetu. We have Abetu. My father, his father, Ab of the bait of the house, Abetu. Betzion, Leante, Miskana, Yigebbal. Miskana, praises, thanksgiving. Le ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Be Sion, in Zion, even the African Zion. Be Sion, le ante, Miskana yigebban. Miskana is due, is proper, is worthy, in a sense it enters in, is proper, is due. Le antem, and to the eye, male. Le antem, and for the eye, male. Elot. Prayer is offered, prayer is brought near, prayer is presented. Now the KJV has, and to, not un, you know, strike the UN, un, but to the I, male, shall the vow. Now here we have, from the Hebrew sense of it, we have the vow, to thee shall the vow be performed. Not getting into the details right here, but it's important for the Chaberim, the Machaberteinot, for the Dekem Ezamorit, for I and I, to get into the details. With this first verse from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, of the righteous king, the king of righteousness, the king of justice, the king of truth, Gormawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie,
We have in this harvest hymn, Exiavia's abundant favor, to earth and to man. There's a note right here, as we still are at this first verse, right? But also in the Hebrew, the superscription is included often, to the chief musician, to the musical director, a psalm of an ode, of a praise, a miskana to David, of Dawid. We also have, and this is maintained in some of the orthodox notations to the psalm, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is included in the true church, right? Within the professing EOTC, the true church of he who has the keys of great King David. So we have this first verse. Now, the Hebrew corresponds to the sense of there shall be silence before the eye and praise in Sion, O Elohim, true good, true God, and to the eye the vow shall be performed. It is becoming to the eye a hymn, O Elohim, in Sion, Abe, to our fathers, father, father of the house, Beth Sion, Le Ante, Miskana Yigabal, Le Ante, Max Eloti Karval, and to the eye shall be rendered the vow. Now, the LXX has the vow in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, but here in the midst of Kedus of Negus and Negus, it has Le Ante, into the eye mail, Elot, Elot, prayer, Eloti Karval, will be presented, is presented, is brought near. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Sigahulu Elotina Wadamitisama Wadante Yimetan. O thou, the eye, that hearest prayer, to the eye shall all flesh come. Sigahulu, siga, flesh, hulu, all. Elotin, prayer, elot, prayer, elotin. Subject of the verb, Elotin, prayer, wadamitisama, to the eye who hears, to the eye who hears, wadante, to ante, to the eye, male, yimetam, it comes, oh, prayer comes, oh, thou that hearest, prayer, to the eye shall all flesh shall come, to the one who hearest, Elot, prayer, kutel source, verse 3. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou the eye shall purge them away. That's the KJV. Here, Nemetzah Kedus for Kuter Source, verse 3. Ye Ametzah Negara Beretta Bin. Ye of Ametzah, rebellion. Right. Sometimes translated as iniquity, but the sense of rebellion. Yeah, ametza, neger, a thing, a matter, a word, a conversation, a thing, a matter of rebellion. Beretta bin, beretta is vigorous, is strong. Beretta bin, against I, strengthen, is vigorous against I and I and I. Here, we don't have the sense of beretta bin against just me or I, but against I and I. Beretta bin, yeah, ametza neger, beretta bin. Chatiya tachnisen, I and I chatiya, I and I ukri, I and I ukri, I and I falling short, I and I missing the mark. Ante yikr tilale. And as for I and I sin, as for I and I ukri, missing the mark. Chatiya tachnis, ante yikr tilale, ante the I, male, yikr tilale. The I says yikr, forgives. Yikar, let it remain. Yikar. The eye says yikar. The eye forgives. Yikar tilale. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Ante yemeret tahoa beada babayochihima lemadir yetekabel hoa miskunno. Kabetehe berreketainet egbalen. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach to the eye, that he may dwell in thy courts. We, I and I, shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy, thy Isla temple. Bamarinya, in them harg, the midst of Kedus, reads, Ante the eye, ye meret taho, the one who you meret, the one who you choose, your chosen. It's interesting when we compare with the Ge'ez, the sense of the Cherui, the one who is chosen. And in the eyes courts, and in the eyes Adababayoch, we have Adababai, a square, Adababayochehim, in the eyes courts, Lemader, to spend the night, to dwell. Yetekabel ho, the one who the eye receives. Miskunno, here we have this sense, even the first, Mezmur'an, the first song.
Blessed is the man, right? Happy is the man. Praise worthy is the man. Praise worthy is he. Yetekabel ho, the one who you kabel, kabbalah. Yetekabel ho, miskunno. Ka beitih berketin tekbalen. Ka beitih, from the eyes house. Ka beitih, bereket, bereket, blessing. The baraka, bereket innak ekbalen. We, I and I, will be satisfied. I and I will be satisfied with the bereket, with the blessedness, the blessing. Ka beitih, bereket in tekbalen. From the eyes house. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Beite mekdesih kedusno. Bezitkin tinkno. በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው የሆነ አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማን ስማን by terrible things, things in righteousness wilt thou the I male answer us I and I O God O true good of I and I salvation Who art the confidence, the evidence of all the ends of the earthly plain, and of them that are afar off upon the sea? Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, and the Gus Neges, it reads here in Kutar Amis, Beite Mekdesih, Beite, the house of Mekdesih, of the eyes holy, the eyes Isla, Kedus, no. Beite Mekdesih, Kedus, no. The house of the eyes Isla, holy is Isla. There's it Kim, and in Siddiq, in righteousness, dinkno, dinkno. People talk about dinknesh, we say dinkno. It is awesome. It is wonderfully amazing. The midr darcha hulu na, the midr in the earthly plane, darcha, the and hulu on na, and the ruk bahir wist in the far off, bahir, the far off sea. The ruk bahir wist lalu, those who be tesfa cho, their tesfa. Their hope, their expectation, Yehonneh, Yehonneh, the I be, Amlakachna, our Amlak, our source, and Medchanetachin Hoy, oh, I and I source, and I salvation, Siman, Siman, here, Siman, here, I and I, Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Begul betih terarochinat nahacho. Behailim tatakahal. Behailim tatakahal. Which, who, really, they say which here, KJV says which by his strength. But who, he who be, who he be is the one who, by his strength, setteth fast the mountains. Behailim tatakahal. Being girded with power, gulbetih, and in the eyes, gulbet, in the eyes, power, and that is by strength, in the sense of the gulbet, gulbetih, but gulbetih, in the eyes, strength, terarochin, the mountains, nahacho, the eye, male, set is fast, set is firm, the mountains, behailim, behail, hail, power, behailim, and in power, katikahal, kuter sabat, verse 7. Yeah, Bahiruna Tilketa, yeah, Moged Nimma Chuheta, Tanautale. Which, it says which, but he who be, we be is the one who stilleth, who stilleth the noise of the seas, KJV says, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves and the tumult of the people. Yeah, Bahiruna Tilketa, yeah, Moged Nimma Chuheta, Tanautale. Interesting, interesting right here. Interesting, this seventh verse right here. Because it says, the translation brings out Yabahirun Tilket, right, of the sea, of his sea. The Tilket, the depths, yeah, Moged Dinim Chuhet, and the shout of the Moged, of the waves. Tanaut Ale, right, causing it to, it's interesting, causing it to shake, causing it to move, to move, to quake, kuter cement, verse 8. Kata amratih yetanesa ahizaba yednegtalu, bemidr darchama yeminoru yifaralu. Yetawatna yematana maucha desa tasenyachwale. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Put a cement right here. Ka'amratih. And from or due to the eyes, I find intel, doings of divine, I find intel. Some would translate this as miracles. But getting to the is root, it has to do with that gnosis, that I find knowledge. But this knowledge often is beyond man's comprehension. So when it says the tokens by thy amazing deeds, thy awesome, you know, thy signs. Some bring it out as thy signs, thy amazing signs. Cut to amratih yetanesa. Ahizab, the peoples, the Goyims, the international community, the peoples, Yidnegatalu, they are in a mental state of shock. The Midr Darcham, and in the ends of the earthly plane, Yeminoru, Yifaralu, and those who dwell, those who be in the earthly plane's edge, in the edge, in the ends of the earthly plane, they are respectfully afraid. Yet what na ye matana mocha, yet what the tuat the morning, yet what na and ye matan the mata the evening mocha the coming out, the going out. Des happy tasenyachuale, the eye causes them happiness, the eye causes them joy. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Midrina godenyahat at ahatim. Bill ignawanema ijigabeza. Yeah, because you have rinna wenza wahani yet melano. Nigabachu winna zagaje. Indeed, who art hasena dalena? Thou, the eye, visitest the earth. The eye visits the earth. Midrin, the earthly plane. Midrin, waben yahat. You visit her. You visit her, the earth, the earthly plane, midrina waben yahat, atahatim, and water is her. You water is her. Bilat ignawanema ijig abiza. Thou greatly enrichest it, cause it to increase greatly the riches of her. Bilat ignawanim, her riches and her riches, ijig abiza, the eye, male. Causes it to increase, to become bizu abizza. Yeah, gaziyavi harina wenza wuhana yetamilano. The river, the stream of a gaziyavi har, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed ab, father, wuha, water, yetamilano is full. It is full. The stream of a gaziyavi har, the sustainer, is full of wuha, water, migabacha win. Their food, their migab, right? Their food, the edible things, migbachawina azagaja, you prepare, the eye male prepare. Indeed, who? And like this, tasanadalehina, you provide, the eye provide. And like this is how the eye provides. Now, KJV says, thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou visitest her and waterest her. Thy male greatly enriches her with the river of the Gaziavi, her sustainer, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn. It has corn here. Bamarinya, it says, Migbachawin azagaja, preparing that which is edible food. When thou hast so provided for it, in Dihu, and like this, Tasinadalahinna Kutarasar, verse 10. Kalimwana Tarekale. Boy wanim tasa tekakalale ben tebtaba tasel talesel. Speaker, hold right here. Let's get the hard copy right here, because sometimes there may be a typo. I think I'm perceiving a typo here that is in the digital transcription. And, you know, God bless those who have done that work. We're just going through a work walk right here, right? And here at this verse right here, right? So we have ta le sel satale. Let's check this out right here, because when we read this before, at this particular verse, we had muscle memory had read this differently. Okay, boy wanema taste kakalale benet ebtaba tale sel satale bukayawanema tebarkale. Thou waterest the ridges thereof of her abundantly. Kalimwa, her ridges, Kalimwan, Tarakal, thou waterest, cause it to be wet. The eye male causes her to be wet, the ridges thereof. Boywanim, Kasa Tekakalal, thou settlest the furrows thereof, causes to be settled, level, causes her to, her furrows to level up. Ben Tepkabatale, Selesatale, thou makest it, KJV says, makest her soft with showers or with the drops, Ben Neteptab, and Neteptab, the drips, Ben Neteptab, Tale, Selesatale, Bukayawanim, Tibarkale. Thou makest it soft with the drops, the showers. Thou blessest, tibarkale, the eye male, blessest the springing thereof, the bukayawa, her springing, bukayawa nema tibarkale, her, the shoots of that, the growth, as the growth is, so the idea of the springing is the shooting up of that, of the growth, of the new growth, because this psalm is a harvest psalm, kutar asara, asara an. The Chernete Ametina Takedajal Midre Bedawima Sibina Yit Egbal. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. The Chernete, and in thy male's generosity, Ametina Takedajal. The eye crown is the year. Some look at this psalm right here because the harvest season right here, as also for the harvest season, new year, or the new harvest season, like a new year for the harvest psalm. Becharneti ametin tak edajal midrebe daulma sibina yitegbal. The wilderness, midrebe daw. And his wilderness, Midreb Dawum, and his wilderness, Midreb Dawum, Sibin, fatness, Yitegbal, he's satisfied, Kuter Asra Hulet, Ye Midreb Dat Rarocha Yirekalu, Korepto Chimbe Desta Yitatekalu, they drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on happiness on every side. Yeah, Midreb Beda of the wilderness, the Midreb Beda, yeah, Midreb Beda Tararoch, the mountains of the wilderness, Yirekalu are like well watered, are well watered. Koreptochim, and the hills, Koreptochim, Bedesta, happiness, Bedesta, Yitatekalu, the sense of being girded, you know what I mean? Being girded. They're girded with happiness. Happiness is, they wear happiness like a girdle. Kutar Asara source, verse 13. Masamaria ocha mengochina lebesu. Shelekochima behila te shefenu. Bedesta yichohalu yizemralu. The pastures are clothed with flocks. Masamariawoch, the pastures, Masamariawoch, where you pasture the animal, like the suburb of the pastures. Masamariawoch, Mengochina Lebesu, Mengoch, the flocks, Lebesu. In other words, the pastures appear as though they are clothed. They're clothed with the flocks, even the flock of the sheep and the living baraka, Jehovah. Masa Mariawocha Mengochina Lebesu, the pastures are clothed with flocks. Shelek Ochim, and the valleys, the Shelek Och, Be'ihil Teshefenu, they are covered with ihil, with grain. The valleys, think of the valleys here, Shelek Ochim Be'ihil, in grain to Shefenu. Here KJV says the valleys also are covered over with corn. The word here, Bamarin in the midst of Kedus, is Ihil, grain, like the grain offerings, the valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Shelek Och, the valleys, and the valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Ihil to Shefenu. They shout for joy, the destan yitrohalo, yitrohalo. They cry out, but they cry out in a sense of shouting in happiness. The destita yitrohalo, yizamralum, yizamralum. Interesting here because we have a mezmor. This is a mezmor, zemra, to chant, yizamralu. They also sing. KJV has, they also sing. In a sense here, they also chant. Yes, I harvest him, 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 harvest him,
harvest him. Harvest, harvest, harvest him. Yes, I harvest him song right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For real. Nature chanting eyes.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari.
Here we have a native speaker here. Today's daily psalm from the King of Kings Bible, the King of Kings psalm right here. Native speaker Abraham Chabudah with the word in the Bab. Yes, I. Here. Yes, I.
Mazmur Selsarat. በቅንፍ 65 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር አቤቱ በጽዮን ላንተ ምስጋና ይገባል ላንተም ጸሎት ይቀርባል ሥጋ ሁሉ ጸሎትን ወደምትሰማ ወደ አንተ ይመጣል ያመጣ ነገር በረታብን ኃጢአታችንንስ አንተ ይቅር ትላለህ አንተ የመረጥኸው በአደባባዮችህም ለማደር የተቀበልኸው ምስጉን ነው ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ ነው በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው ይሆን አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማን በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጸናሃቸው በኃይልም ታጥቀሃል የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣለህ ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታሰኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ብልጥግናዋንም እጅጋ በዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታሰናዳለህና ትልሟን ታረካለህ ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላለህ በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታለህ ቡቃያዋንም ትባርካል በቸርነትህ ዓመትን ታቀዳጃለህ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይታጠቃል ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! The Rastafari.
Unto the King of Kings.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against us. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost part are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה, עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך, נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו, מפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבה, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר. יתרועעו, אף ישירו.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat
shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom.
Yes, 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 shalom, chaburim, shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm LXV. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, chaburim, shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm LXV. Psalm 65. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm 65. It's a harvest. We have a harvest hymn. Very, very interesting psalm and the season here in the season. We have this psalm that occurs both in the beginning at the Aleph and the Hatawah, the Tav of the season, both for Sukkot, right, the harvest, the latter rains, but here, for the earlier rains, the early and the latter rains. Very important area of scripture right there concerning these days and times right here. I think it's in James. James chapter 5. Let's just bring this forward, just a couple of words right here, maybe even get into a portion of the Midrash here in the season. We have another audio recording, but that was more for Sukkot, right, the seventh. Sukkot, you know, tabernacles. Here, what we have right here is for this season, or the Pesach, the Passover season, or we can say the spring, as spring season comes in here, also with the Rosh Chodashim, HaChodashim, the head of the moons, the new moons, or the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical, the church, the kahal, the kahila in the Hebrew, the kahal, as we have Wayakahel,
right? The next to last Torah portion from the second book of Moses with the gathering. He gathered, he assembled. Yes, chapter 5 right here, the rich warned. The rich warned, right? In these days and time, they have heaped treasure together for the last days, speaking about the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of Ha'adon, the Adon, Adonai of the Tzabaot, Adonai Tzabaot, Yahuwah Tzabaot, the Lord of the armies, Tzabaot, Tzabaot. Ye all have lived in pleasure on the earth, this earthly plane, and been wanton, wanton this and wanton that and wanton that. And the counterfeit Christians then would say, turn around and say, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, but you're wanton, wanton, wanton. Righteous will not want any good thing. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned, killed the just. Tzaddik, the just one, the righteous one. He doth not resist you. So here's the part 5, right? Part 4 in chapter 5 of Yaakov, Jacob, the first bishop, right? The first shepherd, we can say, of the church of Yerushalayim. Exhortations in view of the coming of Ha'adon, Adawan, Adonai, Adonai, the Lord. Verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha'adon, to the coming of Adonai, Adonai. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, for her, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be y'all also patient. Stabilize your heart for the coming of Adonai, Ha'adon, draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you all be condemned. Behold, Hashofate, the judge, the Don, John Hoy, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, the Nabim, Nabiyayim, the Nabim, the prophets who have spoken in the name of Ha'adon, the name of Adonai, Adonai, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy. It says, Asher. Right. Asherei, Haish, happy, those who endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Eob, of Job, and have seen the end, the fulfillment of Ha'adon, of Adonai, that Adonai is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and nay, nay, lest ye all fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him make him pray. Is any merry? Let him make him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him make him call for the elders of the church, and let them make them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name, in the Shem, Hashem, in the name of Ha'adon, of Adonai, of Adonai. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Ha'adon and Adonai shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, ukeries, forfeitures, lacks, they shall be forgiven him. Confess faults one to another. Pray one for another, that y'all may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we, as I and I are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know, make him know, that he which converteth the sinner, the ucker from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins, of uckeries. So here, just a connection here, read the full of full, at least from verse 7, right? This verse right here about be patient, and seeing the husbandman waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, and having long patience for it, for her, until he receives the early and latter rain. So here, in the season, we have the early rains. Here we have a harvest song. Here for today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malachi, Tzedek, Mizmor Samek Hey, Lam Natzeach, Mizmor LeDawid Shir, for the leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the overcomer, Ha Menatzeach, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, the overcomer, the precentor, Mizmor, a chant, Le David of David, Shir, a song, an ode. Lika, Dumiya, Tehila Elohim, Be Tzion. O Lika, Ye Shulam, Neder. Praise, Isis, Tehila, waiteth for thee I, O Elohim. Lika, Dumiya, Tehila Elohim. In Zion, the Tzion, Ulka, and to the eye, Yeshulam Neder, Yeshulam Neder, to the eye, the vow, the Neder is performed. Yeshulam, to make shalom, but also to pay. The vow is performed, the vow is paid. Shomeya Tefila. O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya, he who be is HaShomeya, he is the hearer. Shomeya, Tefillah, the hearer of Tefillah, of prayer. Adeka, Kola, Basara, Yavu, to the eye, doth all flesh come. Taking these opening verses here, praise eyes is waited for the eye. The Hebrew is to be compared with Mizmor LXII, round about verse 2, Psalm 62 and 2. Only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, my psyche, doth she wait in stillness. Lika, Dumiya, Tehila Elohim b'tzion, u'lika yishulam neder. So we have today's daily psalm, a harvest hymn. Elohim's abundant, his abundant favor to earth and to man. In today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So we have a song of praise of Elohim for the prospect of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of Mizmor Samek He, the subject of Psalm LXV, Psalm 65. In addition to extolling, bigging him up for his bounty, the poet in I alludes to a recent deliverance of a nation, a national deliverance from peril. They say no known period in Dawid and David's life can be quoted, some say, for the background. Ibn Ezra held the opinion that it was not composed by Dawid, but by a choirster for the occasion of the building of HaHekal, the Beit Mikdash of the temple. The Leach, who is conservative in his views, connected the Mizmor, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hei, Psalm 65, with Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 37, verse 10. And also proposed as its date the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Yehuda, from the land of Judah, in the reign of Hezekiah. It has affinity, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hei, Psalm 65, with the XLVI, with Psalm 46. That belongs to that period. Also supports this theory, this point of view that we have of today's daily psalm. Now, today's daily psalm also has a theme in the Septuagint. Right, Septuagint, Eremio Kai Ezekiel Eka To Lego Tesa Parokais Hotea Emelon Eka Porosetai Jeremiah and Ezekiel out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is also given as a superscription here. So in some of the scripts we have, even the Ethiopic and in some of the churchical works and also in the Septuagint, Jeremiah and Ezekiel are also connected, right? Out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. Eremiu kai Ezekiel ektua lego teis paroi kais. Jeremiah and Ezekiel out of the words of the stranger. Hote emelon eka poreu oesitai. When they were about to go out. But here in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, we have for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnat Tzayach Mizmor, chant Lid David of David, Shir and Ode. Lika, Dumiya, Tehila Elohim, Bitzion, Ul Lika, Yeshulam Neder. Praise, Isis, waited for the eye, O Elohim, Bitzion, in Zion, Ul Lika, to the eye, Mel, Yeshulam Neder. The vow is paid, the vow is made peace. Yeshulam. Yeshulam from the Shalom, to pay, to make peace. So praise waiteth for the eye. The Hebrew has a sense of the stillness, lika, dumiya, for the eye, stillness, waiting, or stillness, dumiya, bing, doom, silence. Leka Dumia, Leka Dumia, Leka Dumia. To the eye, right? To the eye, there shall be silence to the eye. Leka Dumia, there'll be Dumia, silence, being dum, dum. Right, being dumb in a sense, right, but not speaking, silence. There shall be silence before the eye. Leka, the eye, male. Dumia, tehila, prayer. Prayer, tehila, or rather praise, slika. Tehila, praise. Tehila, we have the tehillim, sefer tehillim, hallel, the illil, illil, the tehila. And we have the tefila. So praise, Isis, tehila, tehila, Elohim, the Tzion, tehila, the tehila of Elohim. The praise of Elohim, the Zion, in Zion, Uleka, and to the eye, and none other, to the eye, Uleka, Yeshulam Neder, Yeshulam. Yeshulam, to be performed, to be rendered, or to be paid, to be made peace, to be made, make peace, in that sense, to pay it, to make peace. Yeshulam, Yeshulam. Now, praise. Tehillah like tefillah. Praise. Tehillah like tefillah is often truest when in deep and still devotion, ivotion. It waits in the presence of Elohim. Be still and know, right? And know, right? In the stillness, the gnosis, be still and know. The concourse of people in Hahekal, in the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy, looks forward in reverential silence. Looking forward in reverential silence for the service of Todah, in the Hebrew, of thanksgiving, of Miskana, Miskana, in the pure language, his turn to Ayanai, the royal and hark, Miskana. So we have Todah for the service of thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to begin. The vow, the neder, 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 right? Perhaps some say it's to be understood collectively as vows or promises, right, that are made during times of stress and distress. If the eye will do this, get I out of this distress, right? This is what I vow to give, I to do in the presence of all thy people, as we have the example of Dawid, of great King David. Shomeya, Shomeya, the hearer, Shomeya, tefila, Shomeya, tefila. O thou, the eye that heareth prayer, O the eye who heareth prayer, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer, Adeka, 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 right? Towards, in your direction, to you, Ad, the Ade, Ade, Kola, Basara, Yavou, 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 to the eye doth all Basar, call Basar, call all Basar, all flesh. Adeka, to the eye, in the direction of the eye, towards the eye, forward, the sense of forward to the eye, male. Adeka, call Basar, Yavou, Yavou. O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya, prove by what had recently happened, prove by the testimony of the one who utters, Shomeya, the hearer, he is the hearer. Who be he, who be, who he be the hearer, he be the hearer of prayer, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer. In the context of today's daily psalm, the overthrow of Assyria. According to the metaphysics of it all, Assyria representing the intellectual, right, of intellectualism schism, right? Not the beneficial, but the domination of that intellectual, the pseudo the overthrow of Assyria, right? This is one example of the Shomeya Tefila, contextually speaking, of today's daily psalm, but we have many examples from Dawid and even from my own Liberty, right, that he is he who be who he be, Shomeya Tefila, Adeka Kol Basar Yavou, doth all flesh come, shall all flesh come. The psalmist and I, yea and amen, that the moral of what had happened would have widespread acceptance, Elohim being acknowledged as Shomeya, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer, the whole of humanity will look to him, look forward, adeka to him. The picture of Zion, of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, even the African Zion, the gates of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, and Ha Hekal and the temple, you say the palace as a house of prayer, as what? A house of prayer for all people, for all nations, is found in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 2 and 2, Isaiah 56 and 7, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 41. Hear, hear, hear in today's daily psalm, right here, hear, hear, the hearer of prayer, for thee silence is praise. For thee silence is praise. Leka, dumia, tehillah. Another interpretation, for the eye, to the eye, leka, dumia, tehillah. To the eye, silence is praise. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere in Isaiah 42 and 14. I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. For as the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, had said, thy holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praise thee, is burnt with fire. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things? O Jehovah, O Adonai. We have this in 64:10-11. Elohim replied, fury is not in me. Fury is not in I. As if to say, well, we have that, actually that was Isaiah, the previous quote, Isaiah, right? Here we have 27 and 4. As if to say, I cannot do anything for you. The measure of justice requires that I refrain. And Elohim went on. Oh, that I could give the hostile nations, the Goyim, over to destruction as briars and thorns and flame. By these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant I could do something against them, but the measure of justice makes I refrain in silence. Therefore, in saying, Lika Dumiya Tehila, for the eye, silence is praise, David implied, all men give thee praise because thou couldest remain silent. For thou wast silent at what they did to thee, B'Tzion, in Zion, and at the noise that they made in thy holy, thy set-apart bait, thy holy house, thy holy bait. As is said in Lamentations 2 and 7, they have made a noise in the bait, in the house of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn assembly, a solemn assembly. And what was the noise they made? They said, according to Deuteronomy 32:27, our high hand and not Jehovah have done all this. And they also said in Deuteronomy 32:37, where are their Elohim, their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Hence by the words, Lika Dumiya Tehila, for thee silence is praise. David meant, thou art silent, and I shall be silent. As it is said in Psalm 37 and 7, be silent to Jehovah, to Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, and wait patiently for him. Shomeya tesila, adeka kol basara yavu. O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Scripture does not say all men. It does not say all men. Call Adam. Call Ish or call Enosh. It says, call Basar, all flesh. From these words, the sages infer that unless a man makes his heart as yielding as flesh, his prayer will not be heard. Indeed, in repentance, we have made our hearts like flesh. Thou hearest the prayer of all flesh. Wilt thou not hear ours? Wilt thou not hear I and I's? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He. He replied in Psalm 65 and 2, to thee I also shall the vow be performed. Ulika Yishulam Neder, to the eye shall the vow be performed. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Shomeya Tefillah, Adeka Kol Basar Yavu. A mortal king, a mortal Negus, a mortal Melech, even Negus and Neges, can he give ear to two or three men? He cannot give ear to all of them at once. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Though all men prayed at the same time, He would hear their prayer as if all were one. a mortal. His ear can be filled so that he does not hear, and his eye can be filled so that he does not see. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is said, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing, in Ecclesiastes 1 and 8. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya Tefillah. A man coming into a synagogue, a mikurab, Knesset, finds a congregation praying and begins his prayers alongside theirs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, hears all the prayers, his and theirs. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Shomeya Tefillah, Adeka Kol Basaria Wu. Scripture says in Lamentations 3 and 8, yea, when I cry and call for help, he shutteth out my prayer. And it says further in Lamentations 3 and 44, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that no man can pass through. Then Elohim asked the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, which sins are you praying me to forgive, unwitting sins or willful sins? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel replied, we pray forgiveness not for unwitting sins, uckeries alone, nor for willful sins alone, nor for unknown sins alone. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me, for I. Our transgressions do thou, do the I forgive. Do the I forgive them. Divrei onota gavrua meni te sha'inu ata te kapre ata te kapre. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me, for I. Divrei onota gavru meni, gavru meni, too heavy for I. The tale of iniquities, the tale, the matters, the words of iniquity, divrei, divrei evonot, divrei evonot, gavrua meni. As for I and I transgressions, pishainu, I and I rebelliousnesses, pishainu, ata, the I, ata, the I, male and none other, ata, te kapre. The I wilt pardon, the I will forgive. Here, Hebraically, thou, the I, shall atone. The I shall atone. Ata tekapre. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. That he may dwell in thy courts. Ashrei, ashrei. Tivahar Uatikare Yishkon Chatzereka. Happy Ashrei, happy is the man whom thou choosest. Ashrei Tivahar Tivhar Tivhar, the eye chooses. Utikarev and bringest near Yishkon to dwell. Chatzereka, to dwell, that he may dwell in thy courts. Rav Hoshaya, he had taught in the name of Rav Samuel Bar Shila, who taught in the name of Rav. When David said, Master, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the universe, the universe, blessed is the man whom, Ashrei, whom thou bringest near, Utikarev, near, Chatzereka, Yishkona Chatzereka, bringest near, right, near to court, that he may dwell in thy court. He referred not to the court of HaHekal, but to the court on high. This court he also referred to in the words in Psalm 36, round about verse 9. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim. Therefore, the children of men take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Beitekah, of the I Beit, of the I house. To this, the sons of Korah, also referred in saying, for a day in thy court is better, for a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere, in Psalm 84, around about verse 11. And this is also referred to in the verse in Psalm 84, around about verse 5. Blessed are they that dwell in Beitekah. Blessed are they that dwell in thine house. With wondrous works thou dost answer us, answer I-9 righteousness, O Elohim of I-9 salvation, thou the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. With regard to this verse, Rav Hanina Bar Papa asked Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, what is meant by the words, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through, in Lamentations 3, verse 44. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he answered, there are times, there are times when the prayers, when the gates of prayer are open, and times when the gates of prayer are shut, but the gates of repentance are never barred. The words, thou, the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. These words, mivatach, a call, katzave, aret, v'yam rechokim, and of the far distant seas. It means that repentance, teshuvah, like the sea, that is never barred, so that whoever desires to bathe in it whenever he desires. Whenever a man desires to repent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, receives him for prayer, tefillah, however, there are set times. Rav Jose Bar Halafta, he had taught in the words, but as for me, let my prayer be to the eye, O Adonai, Adonai, in an acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, in Psalm 69:14. An acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, shows that there are set times for prayer. Rav Erekayo, Rav Chelbo, and Rav Anan Bar Yosef, Joseph, taught in the name of Ravi, Rebbe. In truth, the gates of prayer are not ever barred. With regard to the gates of prayer, Ben Azai and Rav Akiva, they differed in their comments. One of them maintained, he who practices loving kindness, chesed, may feel assured that tifilato, his prayer, tzalotu, will be heard. For it is said in Hosea, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in loving kindness. And what does the verse go on to say? This is the time, this is the Iowa to seek, Yahuwah, to seek Jehovah. Meaning that when such a man prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He is heard. And the other had said, I do not set aside the words of my master, Rebbe, but from Scripture I merely add another proof to his comment. For directly after the verse, Elohim, O Elohim, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, there follows, hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation. Hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation, of thy Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I have fulfilled for this Sabbath here, fulfilled six of the seven Sabbaths, counting complete. Harvest, harvest coming. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I, Rastafari, make I and I hold a Isla for a blessed rest. Yes, I.